Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day.
Monday, December 9th, A People for Himself by Kimberly Wirt. Exodus 6, 7a. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Picture this. It was December 1969, and I was a fourth grader who was very frail because I was recovering from double pneumonia. We didn't get to decorate the house for Christmas because my parents informed us that we were going to move from our home in Redmond, Washington, back to their hometown in Mattoon, Illinois. Well, I chose to ride in the Ryder truck with my dad, and my siblings rode in the car with my mom. We don't know if the bumpy truck ride and a horse ride I participated in a day after we arrived caused my appendix to inflame, but I ended up in the ER just 3 days after arriving in Illinois. In the ER, my grandparents' pastor prayed over me, and even though it kind of scared me at first, I knew that God was in control. This may surprise you, but growing up, my family did not go to church. I knew my grandparents were Christians, but I did not know much about God. I was lost, but was looking for hope. Once I got out of the hospital, my family started going to church. I don't know if we did it because they were trying to please my grandparents, but we went. Now, we only lived in Illinois about half a year. My dad ended up getting a job in Texas. Funny, my dad even made a deal with God. If he got my dad a job in Texas, my dad would keep going to church. Matter of fact, my entire family found a church home, First Hurst, right here, and we were happy. I experienced biblical community during my time in Illinois and in Texas. I was loved and nurtured in Illinois at my grandparents' church, and my family was warmly welcomed here at First Hurst in Texas. God revealed himself to me many times through people. In Exodus 6:7, it is a reminder that no matter what you go through, God will reveal himself to you. The key is for you to be willing to accept him and worship him. He wants to redeem us and make us his own. I look back to when I was in the hospital in Illinois and understand that God was revealing himself to me through different people who would stop by and check on me. And even though I did not understand about God, my heart knew. My parents were financially tight that Christmas, so I did not want to ask for a bike. Nevertheless, I got a bike for Christmas. No, I did not pray a give me prayer to God and ask for a bike, but looking back, I think God was softening my heart to hear the true meaning of Christmas and to prepare me spiritually. It wasn't until I was 11 years old that I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins and be boss of my life. But I know that people planted spiritual seeds and I finally responded. So whatever challenges you may be facing, remember, God made you and desires for you to have a relationship with him. If you are a believer, be challenged to reach out to those who need to know about God and who he is and may need to feel loved and accepted by you. Are you willing to hear what God has for you this Christmas season? And how will you respond? God bless.
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.